The scripture reading is Philippians chapter 4, verses 9 through 8 through 9. Philippians chapter 4, 8 and 9. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. The things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Amen. Senior pastor will deliver the eighth session of the message entitled Deficiency of the Body.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, children of Sunday school, it is the eighth session for deficiencies of the body. Through these messages on the deficiencies of the body, I'm explaining the things that we have to realize and correct to become as perfect as the Lord. Deficiency of the body refers to the state where you lack the basic mental or physical ability, or the state where you have significantly different emotions than other people because you have not gone through the processes that you should have gone through in the steps of seeing, feeling, and acting. Most of the low-level basic deficiencies of the body will be resolved to the extent that you cast off evil from your heart. Your deficiencies will disappear to the extent that you learn the manners of the Lord, seek others' benefits, and follow the voice of the Holy Spirit. Let me take an example. How can we resolve the deficiency of the body through the voice of the Holy Spirit? Well, for my case, I could experience the electricity, whatever I touched, when I took hold of the microphone, when I opened the door of the car, when I tried to put my hand on in the water to wash my face, and when I shook hand with the people, I got spark. Whatever I touched, I could experience the electricity. So I prayed about it, but it was not solved. It took me about 6 months to experience this kind of phenomenon. So it was so strange. So after 6 months, I could think there must be something. I believe that the God is working for me to realize something. So I thought myself and realized that how Jesus behaved. Jesus, when he walked, there was no sound. So I thought that, maybe God wanted me to walk so silently, just as Jesus did. So I try my best to behave as gentle as possible. So when I try to open the door, I did my best to open so gently. So as soon as I realized the reason why, and then the phenomenon disappeared, so I couldn't experience the electricity, whatever I took, since that time on. So for 6 months, I tried my action and behavior in that way, so I was changed in behaving. Because it had become my habit, and I realized why I should have experienced that kind of phenomenon. Maybe I could go back to old habit if I didn't realize. So when I finished the change in my behavior, God helped me realize the reason why I should have experienced the electricity. It was not automatic. By the guidance of the Holy Spirit, I could experience this kind of phenomenon. And those who are entering into the level of the Holy Spirit can experience this kind of phenomena. So your deficiencies will disappear to the extent that you learn the manners of the Lord, seek others' benefits, and follow the voice of the Holy Spirit. If you can realize and cast off the deficiencies that you couldn't realize before, then it's a great help in going into spirit. Let's consider the specific examples of deficiencies of the body and the ways to resolve them. Some have deficiencies in emotions or thinking. They lack the ability to think from the viewpoint of other people. Lacking the ability to think from the viewpoint of other people. So there are some people among the congregation, elders, to understand this fact. He who thinks always that he is right. So I want him to realize. So lacking the ability to think from the viewpoint of other people. Those who lack experience in social interaction might have mindsets that are self-centered. They don't intend to seek their own benefit, but rather they want to seek others' benefit. But sometimes they cause discomfort for others. They don't read the mood surrounding them, or they don't understand from others' standpoints and embarrass them. So quite often, they think that other people like what they like, and they dislike what they dislike. For example, suppose a man likes fish and eats a lot of food at every meal. Also, suppose there is a woman who doesn't like fish and she eats only a small amount of food. If this man cannot empathize with her taste, he might keep suggesting that she have more fish, saying, "It's very delicious." For me, when I eat outside and when I eat together with the members of the church after finishing some lectures or seminar, then those around me bring some foods to in front of me. The food, they thought that that was delicious. But it's quite different from my idea. I like kimchi. And they just took the kimchi away from me and they just brought dishes I don't like. Because they thought based upon their own idea. So the man, when he doesn't understand with the taste of the woman and keep suggesting that she have more fish, saying it's very delicious. The woman has had enough, but he urges her to eat more, saying, "Don't you like the food? You should eat more." Now I can visit the church members, but before, when I visited the members' home for visiting, they suggested and they recommended me to eat dishes, certain dishes, for example, beef or something. Because they urged me to eat, even though I didn't like it, I should have eaten it. Well, if you eat with such a person, and if you are in a lower position in the business or social hierarchy, or if you are being treated as a guest, it would be very difficult for you to refuse. Suppose you like giving gifts to others, but you want to give only what you like. It means your mindset is self-centered. That's why I don't want you to bring me a gift or a present, because it's useless if you bring me 100 items a year. But even I didn't take one out of hundreds. You just use your money uselessly. For example, a man brought me 7 neckties. The other person brought me 12 neckties in the last 30 years in my ministry. 7 neckties and 12 ties. But there's nothing among 7 or 12 that I liked. But they have brought this many ties. So when I came to the church wearing the tie, then from my residence, if I wear a beautiful or a nice tie, then I got a lot of responses from the members of the church, saying, "Oh, senior pastor, your tie is so great, it's so nice, so look great." But sometimes, if I wear tie, certain tie, then nobody said anything. Even I didn't like that tie either. Think about it. If I have that kind of tie, 12 ties, I should wear even for next 12 weeks, one week. And those who brought me these ties asked me not to wear the ties from other people. So if you really want to get me a tie, then just you can bring me just one. But, well, it was a very expensive item made of crystal. And one of the members of the church got me a bookshelf made of crystal, but I don't have a place to put it. I can't keep it around me because I actually didn't need it. But a little while later, he brought me one more. That's why I mentioned it on the altar. And the deacon, I believe that he understood. And I couldn't see him since that time on. So I was so regrettable, thinking myself, was he disappointed because I mentioned it on the altar? So I couldn't see him for last couple of months, so I'm concerning. And those around me say, he attends the church even in the morning, in the afternoon, and even Wednesday. So I believe he is here in the sanctuary. It was expensive, beautiful. But I didn't have a place to put it. So he brought me again. So if I didn't mention it, then he would bring me continually. That's why I couldn't but mention it. So the other party, I mean the members of the church, wanted to served with many items or gifts, but actually I didn't need most of them. That's why I, from time to time, mention it. What about serving the others? If you, there are people who serve based upon his own idea, and people who serve based upon the other party's idea. I mean, other party centered. When I visit the small cities or countryside for seminars or education, then we had dinner outside. it's a good opportunity for me in outside. So I prepared myself. And, my secretary of a dojo around me searched the restaurants and where to eat, what to eat, etc. And he reserved the restaurant and guided me to that restaurant, saying that the old senior pastor is a loyal food. Royal family enjoyed before in ancient times, so I hope you enjoyed it. Then I just said, yes. And it was very expensive, actually. But after eating, I said to myself, oh. For example, I was in Jeonju City. Then I thought to myself, oh, I'd better eat bibimbap, a mixed rice, and or seolleongtang, the beef soup, etc. That would be better. I'm sorry to the one who is listening to this message overseas. That was not my taste. That was expensive. But I couldn't say, oh, I didn't like it or I didn't enjoy it or something. So maybe from this time on, he wouldn't do in this way. So that's not my kind. I mean, the food he prepared. So if you like what I like, then you can serve me based upon what I like. Well, you give gifts that you would find useful, and the gifts that are the colors and styles that you like. Up to now, since I accepted Jesus Christ, I've never given gift to my wife and to my daughters. The reason why? There must be a reason why. Because I was shocked before. I mentioned it before. Before believing in God Almighty, when I was sick for 7 years, I just accumulated the money, pocket money my wife gave me, because I know the characteristic of my wife. I continually accumulated money, my pocket money. Even I didn't take buses when I visited some places, saving the money. And then, for 6 months, for example, if I accumulated it, then there's a couple of tens of bucks. And once I wanted to get a suit to a clothing to my wife, so I went to a Pyeonghwa market and I brought a clothing to my wife. She just threw it away, saying, what is it? I was so shocked. So I realized, no matter how beautiful it might be, based upon my own taste or my own idea, it's nothing to do with my wife's taste or something. So I decided, I made up my mind, oh, I wouldn't get any gift from this time on. But instead, I will give money. So from that time on, whenever I travel overseas, I just give money instead of gift to my wife or my daughters. Because if I bring some gifts, but if it doesn't fit to their taste, they wouldn't like it. So if you are not able to fit the taste of the other party, whom you offer the presents, then money would be better. So it's all the same with the colors and the taste and design, etc. And the serving, treating. Elder. Oh. One of the elders used to serve me, and he did everything according to his own ideas. So I just counseled him a couple of times. When you do your business, he run a shop for custom-made a traditional Korean dress called hanbok. So I just recommended him not to do anything, everything according to your own taste or your design or your ideas. So not many people visit his shop, I mean, among the church, I mean, members of the church. So I just asked him, why is it that you do everything according to your own taste? You must listen to the customers, what they like, and how, what kind of color, design they like, etc. So he just changed it. Now, he changed it now. So he asked the clients what they like, and he got a lot of customers. But before he was not. And the elder, when I visited Mokpo City, the southern part of the Korean Peninsula, to lead an evangelical meeting, seaside, and the elder wanted to serve me, and he loved me, so he kept asking me to go out for eating on the seashore or in the water. Go for fishing. I don't remember quite clearly whether it was a Mokpo City or the other place, but anyway, he took me to see boarding on the ship for fishing. And we couldn't catch lots of fishes, and he just went to other ship, and he got a lot of fishes. I mean, he bought, and he served me the raw fish. But what I really wanted to do was to catch fish and to cook it or make raw fish. If we eat raw fish, just from the restaurant, then it might be better to visit the restaurant, not to not boarding on the ships. So he just did everything, even at the time, based upon his own idea. So we were not successful. But not only the elder I'm talking about himself, but there are so many people who try to serve the others according to his own idea, based upon his taste and his idea. And if the other person doesn't seem to like it, then you might even be disappointed, thinking, I've given him something precious, but he doesn't even appreciate it. So my wife, I mentioned that when I brought the gift, she never apologized me about what she did. If she did it, then I would buy her a gift or something, but she never apologized about that up to now. So you don't realize the fact that you are thinking only from your point of view. Even in faith, I mean Christian life, some people receive unnecessary persecutions because of such deficiencies. They diligently deliver the gospel but cannot open others' hearts, but rather they cause them to close their hearts. Even among my family members, I mean my elder sister, senior deaconess In Sun Yi, she delivered, I mean, she is so diligent to preach the gospel. And whenever she sees her children just preaching the gospel, asking them to believe in Jesus Christ. But they didn't like it. They didn't like to hear that. the gospel from their moms. And she tried to explain what happened in the church, the manifestation of the power of God to children. But they didn't like to hear what the mom is talking about. So I just asked her to be wise or something, but she didn't realize it. So even the children, instead of listening to her, but disliking the church. So you must not do evangelizing in this way if the other party doesn't like to hear. Sometimes those who don't realize the value of the gospel would rather be disruptive and persecute the working of the gospel rather than accept it. Even though the preaching might provide them with good things, they build more walls of sin instead. That's why Matthew chapter 7 verse 6 says, "Don't give what is holy to dogs." Don't give what is holy to dogs. Should he give it to dog or not? And don't throw your pearls before swine. Shall we throw it to swine or not? It's going to be useless if we throw. But they just throw the pearls or something holy to dogs or swine. But do they understand it's valuable or precious? Instead, they try to trample it and they try to tear it. Even the swines, these days, they are being raised in a comparatively clean circumstances. But in old days in Korea, the swines, pigs, were raised in a very dirty circumstances. They just eat and they just turn around and roll around among their excrements. So they don't understand the valuable things and holy things. So we must not throw the holy things and the pearls to dogs or swines, or they will trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. So if you preach the gospel, then instead the people who hear just speak against you, persecute you, then just stop preaching. Why? Because they build more walls of sin. But it doesn't mean you must not preach the gospel at all to those who would trample on the gospel as dogs and sows trample pearls under their feet. When you preach in the gospel, don't make a situation that allows for rejection or persecution so widely, so that you may not be persecuted or so that they may not speak against the church or God. That's how you should preach the gospel. If they continue to speak against God or something, then you must stop it. In order to do that, you should receive the wisdom of goodness and understand the other's viewpoint. You should be able to touch their heart with true service and love. For example, if the wife wants to evangelize her husband, she should serve her husband more than before, according to what he likes, and change herself in a way that he can feel the true love. She should understand what his standpoint of thinking is and know what about what he likes and how she can move his heart. She should leave such a strong impression that the husband would think, "Oh, she has changed so much since she began to go to church. Since such a lovely wife wants me to come with her, why don't I?" Then, out of 10, maybe 7, 8 couldn't be evangelized, even not 100%. But a wife who has a self-centered mindset cannot move her husband's heart. For example, she thinks like, "I'm so busy taking care of everything. And now, I'm even busier with the church work. So I cannot help but neglect my husband a little bit." When such a woman talks about how good it is to go to church, her husband won't listen. Also, just because she likes them, she puts the church newsletters and books and pictures here and there in the house. Even the husbands don't like it and even hate it. The husband is already upset because he feels the church has taken away his wife, and if he sees all the things that she displayed, he would be upset even more. Thus, he would persecute her and disrupt her attending church. The congregation, when you go back home, even in the your main room and the living room and even the ceiling and even the restroom, you put my photos or something. And even you sleep, go to bed, you just look up my photo or something. Most of them have entered into the level of spirit already. But why? Because they were not persecuted in doing so. And even their parents, I mean, in case of the lady, woman, the husbands don't persecute, and they believe in Jesus Christ together and serve the Lord together. Well, the wife will also be disappointed if it happens. She thinks from her viewpoint, I'm only delivering the truth for he should go to church and receive salvation. I make only good suggestions, but why is he treating me like this? Then both of them feel uncomfortable. It's not just between the husband and the wife. The same principle applies between children and parents. If you understand the viewpoints of others and serve them with good wisdom in the truth, you can quickly have all family members accept the gospel. When you teach about the gospel, you shouldn't just talk about what you like, but you should try to speak about the things that others might be interested in. Yesterday morning, a male member on the street confessed that, senior pastor, my family members were evangelized and gave me one letter. So I was curious, so I just read it immediately as soon as I arrived home. It was like this. Last year, the family members came to see me and received a prayer for evangelization for a family, for especially her, his wife. So I just talked to him a couple of things. Because he had become the husband who was not trusted by wife, that's why she wouldn't listen to you. So try to be a husband loved by your wife and serve your wife with all your heart. And he kept that in mind and worked hard to practice to serve her, I mean his wife, based upon what she likes. Trying to find out what she likes and etc. And her heart was opened gradually, and now she attends the church, and even she says, "Oh, she calls me my shepherd in this way." So it depends on how you behave. You can even evangelize your husband. It depends on you, according to how you behaved. I don't think it's 100%, but the 70, 80, 90% are possible. The female members of this church, because you treat your husband so greatly, so we have a lot of male members. That's why I appreciate you. But though you have not evangelized your family members yet, you must work hard, a little bit harder. In order to go into spirit, you have to broaden your heart by considering and understanding more people. Let me present an allegory. Suppose there are three children playing together. One of them is a child you like, and you are not familiar with the other two. You had a candy in your pocket, so you gave it to the child you like. Now, how would the other two children feel about it? As for you, you just gave a piece of candy to the child you like, but you never intended to hurt the feelings of the other two children. But if you just think from your point of view and are not able to consider the feelings of the other children, then your actions were not really good. If you just think, oh, I did it with a good intention, then you cannot change yourself. If you insist upon your own opinions, other people will feel that you are very stubborn and feel that they can have a meaningful conversation with you. Let me give you another example. Suppose there is a good speaker for the elders' meeting, and there is a woman cell leader who wants to listen to the speaker and sits in the front seat. It's just an elders' meeting. Or for anniversary events, performance, I mean, if a cell leader or a small group leader sits in newcomer seats or VIP seats just because they want to watch the performance, it presents an embarrassing situation for many people. Oh, if they think, oh, I didn't commit anything, I just tried to receive more blessings. It isn't my problem if others feel they have to say something about it. This attitude shows deficiency of the body. It doesn't mean you have to test how the wind blows all the time. It means you should have appropriate behaviors according to time and location so that you will not cause any discomfort to other people. So you should distinguish the situation. There is an old saying or the statement. The citizens tolerate the behaviors of soldiers. When the man in Korea is discharged from military duty, they become veterans, and from time to time they have a veteran training. So in that case, they just wear the military uniform, and we experience that their behaviors are totally different from what they used to do in the society. So, but the society or the citizens tolerate their behaviors when they in that way in uniform, military uniform. Let me ask you one more thing about the seats. There are many suggestions regarding the seats for the worship services. It's often said that the newcomers or new believers are offended because of not being seated in the main sanctuary. Some church members who should know better reserve seats for their friends and stop others from sitting in those seats. In some cases, even when the seats have been already occupied, there are still some members who ask the people who are sitting there to move, even with loud voice. Mostly senior deaconesses, I'm sorry to mention this, senior deaconesses, but when I mentioned it in the first worship service, even senior deaconesses replied saying amen. So that area, they are sitting in that area. They say that they are the ones who always sit on that particular spot. Even I have not seen the actual situation, but I can imagine who would be doing this kind of things. And I just ask the people, who are they? Who they are? Then they told me the names, and I realized that they have not been changed. Even this church, those you, there are people who have not been healed of their diseases. For example, paralysis because of their hot temper. If they have not been healed, then I just ask them whether they have not cast off the hot temper. Then the wife said yes. If they have cast off the hot temper, then they would have been gentle, and they would have been healed. But they didn't obey. So even this morning, I just passed through lots of church members when I came to the church, and many people were crowded, and even the male member who had a hot temper just expressed his uncomfortableness when he was pressed by some people around him. So when this kind of situation is encountered, some of the newcomers become offended and go back home. It's quite often. And even the newcomers go back home when he don't find the parking lot. If you are one of those doing this, you should know that you are being an embarrassment to this church, the shepherd, and you are hindering the revival of the church. More importantly, because of your behavior, a soul is stumbled. And the Bible says that if you stumble, one soul, then you better put yourself into the sea. Then it's going to be a great wall of sin between you and God. But they didn't know what kind of wall of sin they built, and they even didn't remember what they did. Even that's why they didn't realize why they are suffering. In that case, they don't repent. They can repent. So when they are sick, when they caught a cold, then they should look back upon themselves and repent what they did. But because they didn't know what they, why they were caught cold, they were caught cold, and because they were not able to repent, they just suffered a couple of days or something, and something, and then they were healed after a couple of days. What a pity it is in the sight of God. It's a duty even for the elders who have reserved designated seats that they should yield their seats if there are newcomers looking for a seat. Well, if somebody is trying to sit in front of the altar, then he might not be a church member, I mean, old members. He must be a new member. So if the elder immediately, when he find this kind of person, stand up immediately and yield his seat to this newcomer, then it's going to be a good elder, excellent elder in the sight of God. And if the church members want to take even the seats reserved for the newcomers, or even though they don't have reserved the seats for themselves, they should feel sorry before God. It is especially true when we have special events. What if you have given a party and invited precious guests to your house? Would you sit on a couch in the best spot and tell the guests to sit on the floor or in one of the corners? Not just elders and senior deaconesses, but also anyone from junior deaconesses up, you are owners of this church who participate in church workers' devotional service. You are the hosts and hostesses who are supposed to serve the guests, especially those senior deaconesses who are aged, should be able to take care of all the church members with self-sacrifice like a mother. You must stand up first and yield your seat and recommend them to sit your seat on behalf of you. But it's very rare to see those senior deaconesses. Instead, they insist they sit. It's going to be taken by the video camera in the heavenly kingdom. And what will you say in the later? It's quite different from the level of spirit. I mean, it's far away from the level of spirit. If you do so, even though you are senior deaconess and who have lived a long Christian life, so you are far away from the second level of faith. So it's difficult, quite difficult for you to enter into the a better place in the heavenly kingdom. So only just first level or second level of first kingdom or second kingdom of the heavenly kingdom. Servant of God. If somebody wants to be a servant of God, if he has served the other people, doing a good behaviors, and asking me whether he could be a servant of God, then I would gladly say yes, but it's not so I'm concerning. Well, the seats of the Nisi Orchestra, Friday night all night service, the competition is so fierce, I mean, for the church members to sit that area. And I got report last Friday, even 10 security guard are required to take care of the seats in the Nisi Orchestra. So I thought myself whether it's true or not, because if a security staff gather all together, I mean 10 security staff to one spot, Nisi Orchestra seats, then how could they take care of other parts of the church? But anyway, the competition to sit in the area of Nisi Orchestra on Friday night online service are so fierce. So if I move my seat, then maybe it will not be so fierce. I mean, the competition. It's good to longing for something, but we must keep the order of the church, and we must not seek our own benefit. We must respect the other party's benefit. Then, senior pastor, if you say so, then I should go to a second sanctuary or a third sanctuary all the time. But if you do so with good heart, then you can enter into the New Jerusalem. I mean, you deserve to enter into a New Jerusalem if you have that kind of good heart. Well, I believe you will be able to be more confident before God when you can yield better seats in the main sanctuary so that other people can receive more blessings. Suppose you've been praying for family evangelization for a long time, and you brought your family members to the church for the first time. Then, wouldn't you be willing to yield all the good things so they can be blessed? I hope you will be able to think from others' viewpoint first and consider the benefit of the kingdom of God in the church. I don't know. I don't remember whether it was an event for church anniversary or not, but we used to have an ambassador. And one female member asked him to leave the seat he seated. So if the guide, I mean the usher of this church, then must have known the ambassador, I mean the church member. But the ambassador was so uncomfortable, so he said he would go back home. But the people around him just explained to him and comforted him and so that he might not go back home. So I believe that the ambassador might be listening to this kind of things. But nobody disregarded him or something. But the usher who told the ambassador in this way, just ambassador, you just move your seat or something. Then I'm sorry to say this, but he or she is not able to be a usher. So the ambassador is kind of a representative of a country, and it's a level of minister. So, the church members explained to ambassador and comforted him. So it's a mistake. Brothers and sisters, if you couldn't really think of other people's standpoint, but soon realize that you made a mistake and you didn't understand others, it's not such a serious deficiency. So if you can realize immediately your mistake and change it, if somebody tells you or if you are advised, then it's not a serious deficiency. But if you don't realize your shortcomings, even after acting in a self-centered manner, or if you cannot understand others' viewpoint, even though other people advise you to, then it's a problem. It's all the same with your business and the working place. If you are in the senior position, but if you are not peaceful with your junior, and the peace is broken, then you must look back upon yourself, whether you behave in a correct manner, or whether you treat the juniors correctly. But he thinks himself all the time he's right, and the other party is not right all the time. But no solution for him if he thinks in this way. But if it's not a one or two time, but if you have similar situation with the third party, I mean many people, then you must look back upon yourself. Whether you have a small a heart, I mean narrow heart, to tolerate the others. So you must look back upon yourself, about your heart. Then you must not insist your own ideas. So if you have continually this kind of situation, then you must look back upon yourself, and you must change yourself. If you are not changed, then the juniors just even outwardly obey you and just keep silent, but they are so uncomfortable. So you must realize this and repent. Then you can make peace again. Then what shall we do? In this case, what should you do? You cannot just give up on yourself, thinking that you cannot empathize with others, and you are born like that. So you cannot just give up on yourself, thinking that you cannot empathize with others, and you are born like that. You should constantly try to understand the heart and standpoint of other people with prayers, asking for the help in wisdom of the Holy Spirit. Not your own idea, your own philosophy, your own thoughts, but the help of the Holy Spirit, the wisdom of the Holy Spirit you should seek, and with a good heart. You should try to think based upon good heart. Otherwise, it will not be solved. And put yourself in the other party's situation. with the standpoint of other people. Then the Holy Spirit will teach you everything and fill your deficiencies. You should know that to fill such deficiencies, what you see, hear, and learn is important. If you try to learn and remember the good things and hold on to the good information that you come across in your daily life, it's profitable for you in being able to fill up your deficiencies. There are some people who feel hardships because they have deficiencies in experiences that are needed for social life. They don't have deficiencies in terms of personality, but they don't really know how to behave and conduct themselves in certain situations. In our church, Reverend Sujin Lee, she didn't participate in social life, or she didn't work for the company or something. She was appointed as a parish pastor when she was 20 years old. And she did a good job. She visited the elder's home when she was 21 years old or something. When she was appointed as the parish pastor. So the elder was from other church, and she just said it, and disregarding the parish pastor, and they worshiped together. And during the worship service, the elder changed his behavior, and because he was touched by the message. And then, since that time on, they had a good relationship. Reverend Sujin Lee, without experiencing the social life, she could counsel many things in a such a wonderful way. How could she do that? Because since she was young, she looked carefully how I behaved and how I acted. So she resembled, she tried her best to resemble my behavior and how I did. And she tried to understand what she learned and practiced it in everyday life. That's why even though she didn't have a experience in social life, society, or company or something, but she made herself spiritually so wonderfully, and she has become capable to solve all these kind of problems and counsel so greatly. Well, when I was young, in countryside, we enjoyed the the wrapped rice, for lunchtime. Well, with lettuce leaves, was, we put a lot of rice, was, the chili paste and some other things in it, and we eat it. For example, the, the country wives, they make it so big, and they are eating at the same time, they putting it into mouth together at the same time. So, but for me, when I was young, when I was a elementary school student, looking at how they eat that sam, the wrapped rice, I thought that it was so uncomfortable because it's so it's too big for them to eat. So it took a long time for them to eat the one sam, the one wrapped rice, to finish. So I thought myself, how to eat it so gently? Because they... Well, if I make it a small size, then I could enjoy it so gently. So I just learned, even looking at how people eat certain food, because it was not so nice. How they enjoy the wrapped rice. So even I myself, I just made a very small size wrapped rice, and I enjoyed it so gently. So my children came to learn how to make it and how to enjoy it after looking at my behavior. So even though they didn't have experience in the society, but they came to learn a lot of things, how to speak, how to work. Even she, I mean, Sujin Lee, the Reverend Sujin Lee, resembled the working habit and the working manner. So she's so upright when she walks, and she's so confident when she works. Because she looked at me, how I behaved, and practiced. So they don't have deficiencies in terms of personality, but they don't really know how to behave and conduct themselves in certain situations. They feel difficulty interacting with their seniors, talking within a group of people, and how to act properly at a funeral or wedding, or even buying some things. You can overcome such deficiencies when you pray without ceasing and try to learn them. By any chance, if you think in this way, is it necessary for us to learn that kind of things even? We can live just as we like or something. Then they can live as they like, but they will not become the people who are respected by other people. But when you look carefully yourself and change yourself, the deficiencies of body, then within 1-2 years, you're going to be a totally different person, and you can be recognized by other people. And if you meet your friends after a long time, then they will be surprised to see you because you will change it within 1-2 years. You're going to be a brand, man-man members. What is brand? Excellent goods. So what a wonderful thing it would be if we become the excellent church members and excellent elders and excellent servants of God. And even the members of the brand churches and servants of God in the main church, because of the deficiencies of body, you are experiencing the failing and revival of the church. For example, the church members, a well-educated and wealthy and highly sophisticated members, come to your church and register as a member. And when they look at the pastor and realize that the pastor is not so good, I mean, insufficient according to their own viewpoint. So they don't feel like serving the pastor. Well, main church, the church members can see me, the senior pastor, even though there are a lot of assistant pastors and parish pastors. But it's going to be a different story for branch churches. Why? Because the pastor who's in charge is only the one, or he's the main pastor there. So if it's not trusted or respected by the newly registered members, then they would leave the church. So if they promise something, then they keep that promise. And their behavior, how to eat and how to work, the church members are witnessing and watching how the pastor is behaving. Well, if the church member, the new member who is highly educated and who has a good manner, then they can appreciate and they can realize easily the deficiencies of the body of the pastor. So if they are disappointed and they would leave. So I got a lot of letters from grand churches or letters from the ministries asking me to change the guidance teachers from September or October, asking me, please change our guidance teacher. I can't serve him or her anymore. It's very difficult to live my Christian life under the leadership of my guidance teacher or the parish minister, our pastor. So please change him or her. Well, how can I accept all these kind of suggestions from the church members? Where do they go? Where will they go? I mean, the parish pastor and the guidance teachers, if they are not accepted by where they are. So just try to practice and change yourself to cast off the deficiency of the body for 6 months or 1 year, so that you may be loved and trusted by the church members. So let's pray together, considering the message. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for your grace and love. Father, let us make our spiritual food what we have learned this morning. Father, we have heard about the deficiencies of the body. Father, let us keep that in mind and remove what we should remove and break what we should break, so that we may be changed. Father, give us the grace. Lord, thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Let me pray for the sick. Lay your hand on the sick part of your body and for your desires of heart. Hallelujah. Father God, lay your hand on us now. From the top of the head to the end of the feet, all the internal organs and joints and marrows, by the fire of the Holy Spirit, scorch us so that we may be strong both physically and spiritually. Bless us to be strong both physically and spiritually. Father God, beyond the limit of time and space, lay your hand on all the people who are attending this church worship service in the brand sanctuary and the brand churches and through internet all over the world, and all the viewers of GCN Global Christian Network, and the members of more than 10,000 brand churches and cooperating churches and missionaries, and Reverend Vitaly Fishberg in the United States. Father, for his prayer items, February 26th for a handkerchief prayer meeting, and Pastor Chang Kang-sop in Yamagata Church in Japan for a handkerchief prayer. Father, pour down power. And Pastor Ito Masaaki for a handkerchief prayer meeting on 29th of February. Father, bless him to experience the great manifestation of the power of God. And in the near country, missionary An, be with him when he leads a theological seminar from 28th to March the 1st. And Ding Shu Pang, and he's suffering from a cervical vertebra. Father, walk through him. And Wang Shen-ying, who's suffering from cancer in her uterus, and Chi Su-hua, suffering from the brain problem, and be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit, be cleaned. And Chen Da-shu, the deafness and the muteness and the paralysis, be healed. Chen Yan, a inflammation in the uterus, by the fire of the Holy Spirit, be scorched and be cleaned. Lai Jian Ping, and inflammation in nose and eyesight, and husband and daughter and stomachache, healed them. Su Jing, the tumor in the uterus, and the husband in his spine, walked through them and healed them. Yang Guin, the inflammation in urinary system and heart disease and pain in the leg and eyesight, walk through them and heal them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, be healed. Chin Bing Moon, insomnia and to recover from the hearing. And Quang Chenla, Liu Ping Shang, be blessed to conceive a baby. Zhang Tianliang, Lei Shou Chung, bless them to have a the baby in a right position and deliver the baby prosperously. And Song Zhao Zhao, it's been 40 days since she got pregnant, but the baby has no heart. Father, walk through the baby and healed him. Father, all the viewers and the readers of In Victory, 350 prayer items, and all the viewers of TVN Russia, walk through them and answer to their prayer. And the flu go away, all the hits and cough from the top of from the others to the babies, all the flu go away, be healed, let the light come down on you. Father, thank you. The babies and the children, give them heavenly wisdom and understanding, and bless them to grow up well, and the students, bless them to study well, and the seniors, Father, help them not to fall down, and bless them to see well and heal well, and strengthen their kidney and heart, and all the skin diseases go away. All the skin diseases, by the fire of the Holy Spirit, be scorched. Let the light come down on you. Father, tension, hypotension, and the third cancers in the terminal stage, by the fire of the Holy Spirit, be scorched. Your diabetes and high blood pressure, all the germs and of the diseases go away. Be healed. Be cleaned. Father, thank you. Protect us and give us peace, and protect the cars and vehicles of the church members and the church, and bless them to drive safely. Lord, thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.